Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. We are live today. I am so excited to be with you guys. I feel like there's so much I want to share with you that will hopefully help you have an amazing October. So for those of you that don't, I subscribe. I do a free energy update every month, just telling you what are the energies ahead for that month to help you take advantage of it. So let's start. I love seeing, we got a lot of callers today and a lot of new numbers I'm seeing. So I'm really excited to get to you guys. So I will make this as brief as possible. So this October, guys, it's a Libra month. So those of you that don't know, Libra is about the scales of balance. So when I was meditating and trying to channel for this month, I kept showing a highlighting imbalances in our life. So this is going to be a time, and it might have already started even the first day, which is today of October, even yesterday, because this energy is always bleeding into each other. You know, it's not black and white. But this sense of if there's an imbalance in a relationship, in a work life, in a self-care versus, you know, giving, you know, any of these imbalances are going to be highlighted. And it's asking you to learn and grow by being willing to change a dynamic, set a boundary, or do something different. This is a massive growth month for people that are paying attention. So this is finding what are the areas in my life that are just not working anymore. You know, I tend to be an overgiver. I tend to be an A-type personality. And it's like, wow, I really can't keep this up anymore. I have to start going self-care more of a priority, or I need to start giving away some responsibilities. So because this is getting too heavy on me. I'm realizing I've been doing this a long time, but it's no longer working for me, as an example. So pay attention to where that's happening in your life. And in another way, of if there's manifestations of, say, physical imbalance in your body. So whenever the body starts shutting down in any way, it means we've been in an imbalance for a really long time. It doesn't happen overnight. As Abraham would say, a brick doesn't fall on your head the second you have a negative thought. But if you are practicing imbalance, that's when the body starts to go down, to take it down. You know what I mean? So what you want to do is go, wow, if I have a physical manifestation right now in my body, that means there's been an imbalance of power, of giving or receiving, or of self-care that I need to remedy. And that's really going to help around shifting the energy around anything physical as well. I get a lot of questions, guys. I didn't put this in the energy update, but when I was channeling before we started today, I get a lot of emails and questions around how to connect to your own intuition. And this is something that I love talking about and love helping people with, because that is the whole goal for me, is to help you guys connect with your own inner being, with your own God self, with your own guidance. That's really what brings me joy, is helping people connect to themselves. And one of the things that came in was this sense of not trusting what we're feeling. And this is going to sound strange, but I think I told you guys last month, I loved that psychologist, and she said, confidence is self-trust. Okay, so how do you build self-trust? It's under what your feelings mean, and that every feeling is important and has information. People deal with their feelings in different ways based on how they were taught as children. Okay, so this is what we have to unlearn as we get older, is because our feelings are a direct connection to our intuition and our guidance system, okay? Now, it's learning to discern what those feelings are telling us. So, for example, if I am a child and I'm feeling afraid of something that my mother says is irrational, right? So she says, let's say I'm afraid of ghosts in my room because I saw dead people, so I was. And she said, there's no ghost here, and she's dismissive with me. And she's like, there's no ghost, there's nothing wrong, you're fine, okay? What that does is it tells me, wow, my feeling must be wrong because my mom is telling me that I'm wrong. And so we learn to not trust that that fear is telling me something, which is I'm feeling things in my body that are making me feel afraid. So let me look under that. Instead of, if my kid's afraid, I'm like, oh, tell me more. What's going on? What are we afraid of? Let's look under that hood. So what we need to learn as adults is to go, wow, feeling a feeling, and it's strong, and it doesn't feel good in my body. And I need to go, why am I feeling afraid right now? what's going on, what's really happening. And I do this with my kids, which is I go, hey, you know, afraid of the first day of school. Let's go, let's walk through it. What's coming up? Like, let's go towards that feeling. And this is sort of like the Abraham thing of like, you know, when you can't not feel it, move towards it, but at the same time, pivot it. Because the way by moving towards it, we're not running from it. And this is what I see people get confused about. It's like, oh, no, 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 I'm feeling good. But really, I'm shoving that negative emotion under the rug because that's what I was taught to do as a child. I was taught to be a good girl. I was taught to be nice. And here's another piece of that is that what triggers us in other people is usually something inside of us or a feeling that we are not allowing ourselves to feel. So a lot of people are in judgment of, let's say, entitled millennials, for example. You know, I get triggered by entitled millennials because I go, wow, I never really let myself be entitled. I'm always like, what can I, you know, where can I give myself up to get love instead of I deserve this? And I, you know, so I need to grow some entitlement, not go all the way that way. I go in reaction to, say, my son's anger. And I go, wow, because I wasn't allowed to be angry as a kid. I had to be the good kid, you know, that sort of thing. So it's paying attention to those things. And when you start doing that and you start listening, then the subtle feelings of your intuition will start that volume will get turned up. So it's just, I just wanted to bring that to you guys because I know that each and every one of you have this inside of you. So again, this month, paying attention, these feelings are going to get bigger. They're showing me feelings are getting bigger. They're getting louder, especially if they've been ignored, okay? So that internal direction is going to also tell you, what do I really want? A lot of people I know right now are like, wow, I've been in this job a long time. I've been doing it for so long. I literally can't do it anymore. Like, I'm done. You're getting to that point where you're like, I'm done with something, right? So this is a great month to kind of bring in new things you love, bring in new opportunities, bring in new love in every area of your life. That means new things you love to do, new leisure activities, new hobbies, new people, whatever it is, because this is a month that wants to create balance. So wherever there's imbalance, if there's not enough love at work, we got to find a way to bring love to work. Okay. So I want to call in the things that'll make me love my job or whatever it is. Okay. So I just get this sense that the universe is very like helpful this month. I don't know. It's a weird feeling of like, it's here to uplift you. And it's like, this is the month you can go, universe, show me how much you got my back. Okay. There may be some disappointments. And this is where, you know, you walk that line of going, oh, I'm disappointed. Let me see how the universe can get my back through this disappointment. You know, instead of going, oh no, here it is again. And kind of going into a spiral. It's going, okay, hey, this, you know, hoped for outcome didn't happen right now. That's okay. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, it's kind of like going on a date and going, well, that guy wasn't the one, but that's all right. I'm still open. Bring me the one. I'm ready. I learned something. What did I get from this disappointment? What did this disappointment get me clarity about? Because they're sort of showing me like there might be delays in sort of outside achievement, but this is a big inside achievement month. This is a big internal shift month. Okay. Reassess, guys. If shit ain't working, you got to change something. You got to shift something inside of you, whether it's your perspective or really paying attention to how do I really feel every day? Like really? You know, I know for me, I have moments of great joy and gratitude and appreciation every single day. And I have feelings of frustration and annoyance or every single day. So I just want to make those joy moments bigger and longer. Okay. So the other thing I see is there's this sense of like an awareness of the people that you're around and what influence they are on you, and also the awareness of what influence you are. So do you find, I know, I'm a solver, guys. I'm a solution person. So a lot of times when people call me for help, I usually am here to provide a solution or a way there. Usually people call me for that. But every once in a while, there's somebody that just needs to be upset. And I just need to go, wow, what does this person need? What do I want to bring? What's going to uplift this person right now? And sometimes that's just holding space and letting them be where they are and not bringing a solution. So really paying attention to what am I bringing? My intention is always to uplift. So each person that I come to, like even with you guys today, my intention is to uplift and connect you with yourself. And that's going to be different for every single person. So it's just paying attention to when you're around different energies, how do you feel? What are you bringing? What do they bring up in you? Have this awareness, because there's so, again, it's about balance. We tend to want to balance. I know this about me. Women do this a little bit more than men, more naturally. So if there's sort of chaos energy, I bring calm. So like in moments of chaos, I get really grounded and calm. In moments of calm, sometimes I'll bring a little more kinetic energy. You know, I'm going to, if there's like a low energy, I want to bring high energy. I tend to go the opposite of whatever the energy is. So what do you tend to do? Do you match the energy that's there? Do you, you know, allow what's happening directly affect you? Or are you in charge of what you're bringing? So these are all things to think about. And I think it's really important this month to create balance. Okay, so let's get callers. I will be live, by the way, guys, next Saturday, the next month on Saturday, November 5th. So I will try to get to everybody. But guys, please, if you have a question in your mind, listen to it being answered with someone else, because I know that you're here for a reason and you're here to get something that you need. All right, so as you guys know, because I don't have a producer, it's all me. I'm going to call out your area code, so pay attention. First, I got 814 here, 814.
Hello? Hey, Nadia, it's Lisa in Florida.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I have, like, severe stiffness in my thighs, like, from my thighs and my hips up through my middle back. And it's been like that through my back and stuff like for a long time, but now it's starting to do my thighs and hips, and it's really bad.
Well, and you know, the first thing I heard was restriction, right? Like this sense of feeling restricted, like I don't know how to move forward. I feel, you know, stuck. And does that feeling feel familiar?
Yeah.
So that it's your body responding to feeling stuck, to feeling restricted. So obviously there are real manifestations that are making you feel that way. You know, it's very valid. Right. You know, I'm feeling restricted. So I want to open it up. I want to know where I'm going. I want to get blood flowing through my body. I want a solution to this. It's interesting because they're bringing in this sense of, like I said in the beginning, of like you being on your own and not having the connections and support you need. Does that make sense to you?
100%.
Yeah. So that's really what we need to reach for help right now. This is a month for you to go, I need help. I need support. And because that's what's out of balance in your life. It's interesting because they're actually showing me massive healing for you this month. I'm seeing this is a good time for you to have a breakthrough.
Okay.
This body stuff. Is there like, do you have family around you? Okay. Cause they're showing me almost a reconnection with something, somebody in your family, like a healing of a bond or something in your family that can be repaired. Is there somebody that you would like to repair with?
Not really. I feel like I'm always the one trying, like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It might be someone reaching to you to repair.
Okay.
They're showing me some sort of family repair this month, which I love. So what I would do is they're showing me like a community here, reaching out even into friends. Like it's not even about, it's who I need to really be willing to ask for help from the universe, from people, from doctors, whomever, because it just feels like you're taking a lot of hits on yourself.
Right.
Hold on. Let me just see here. Anything else around this? Yeah, because hips are about moving forward. Obviously, it's your trunk. And again, it's the feeling of that restriction that I feel like you're tied up. Oh, yeah, this is just a massive healing time for you. They just keep going, this is about her going inward and going, I want to open up this energy. You know, this is a really good time for you to see how powerful you are and not go get sucked into the manifestation. They are saying this is temporary. This is not forever. This is temporary. You can break through this. You can open this up. Because I'm feeling that sense of like a depression around it.
Right.
And frustration, obviously.
Regarding like meditation for me specifically, do you think just like, well, yeah, I know I know I need to, but as far as like the way to do it, like I just feel like it's so hard for me to like just sit and not
Sure.
Think. So it's right. Like, but then I don't right. really want to do one of those kinds that is kind of like a guided thing, you know?
Right.
I feel
right.
like I want
so
to do
I
a
get
wall.
That. Well, so what I would do is, like I said, you want to, the mind doesn't want to be quiet. So of course,
right.
And if you, just like anything, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes in a 15 meditation, maybe I'll get 45 seconds of actually not thinking sometimes.
Right.
It depends
right.
on the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
really normal. The earlier in the
okay.
day you start, like for
right.
me, if my kid doesn't wake me up at 5:30, I will sit in bed 15 minutes while I'm in a really relaxed state where the momentum of the day hasn't gotten going.
Right.
Another thing that I think for you specifically is I would visualize a healing light coming into your body, going through your body.
Oh.
I think that would be really helpful for you to focus on something that, because
yeah,
what
I
we
like
want to do, yeah, is give you something to focus on that doesn't activate the regular momentum. And even that, when I'm feeling pain in my body, you know, when I was going through pregnancies or my C-section recovery where I'm in pain
mm-hmm.
constantly, that
mm-hmm.
really helped me.
Yeah. I feel
you know.
Like I don't want to try to work on something when I'm doing it though. I want to just be still and have like them come to me, you know, like I want to
yes.
be here. And I feel like if I do the light, then I'm going to be trying to do something.
Well, it's about
like I know myself.
You can do both. And that's what I'm saying
okay.
is maybe alternate. You do want to build the muscle of being able to just sit and listen to a sound.
Right.
You want to
okay.
build that muscle, you know, so it does take time. And there are going to be easier days than others. And is it hard? Absolutely, until it isn't. And so
okay.
I would stick with that. But the days you're like, it's not working, then do the light, because that's still going to be productive with yourself. That's still going to be productive with letting go of resistance. You know, so it's understanding
okay.
they're both productive.
Right.
You know, even that you're setting the intention to sit down, that's great.
And also, I feel like I wish that I could have someone in my life that, you know, like that I love, but I feel like
yeah.
I can't really do it because I'm so messed up.
Well,
like,
and
like
I
you
love
know, like
your
I'm
openness.
Attract,
yeah.
I'm going to attract the wrong person because, you know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. And,
right?
And
isn't
you
that
know,
correct?
Well, here's what I would say. You tend to attract people with similar wounding. It's just what happens. Okay. Like
mm-hmm.
when, you know, when I met my husband, I was like, oh, we both have abandonment. We both have, you know, codependent.
Right,
like,
right.
oh, this is, you know, but we're both working on it. So it's not about meeting
right.
a perfect person. It's about if you're willing to go, I'm not perfect, but I'm committed to my expansion and my growth. You'll meet somebody that's not perfect. Which you don't want a perfect person. You just want someone who's
right.
committed to
yeah.
their expansion and growth. So if you're committed to your expansion and growth, give the universe permission to go, I want someone to grow with.
Yeah, and I want the perfect person for me, not a perfect
exactly.
person.
That's right. That's right. The perfect
right.
person for me who, you know, and I always say, you know, there's a balancing that happens in a relationship. So, you know, my husband and I did those Myers-Briggs tests, the psychological tests, and
yeah.
he is more intuitive and feeling than he was 10 years ago
wow.
in his test because
right.
I've influenced that in him. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I've allowed myself to create more abundance because he's really good at creating abundance. So
right.
I've
yeah.
been influenced by that. So you also
right.
want that positive, like you want him to be good at things you're not. So it's asking for what you know you want and going, I'm committed to my growth. And I'm really excited about meeting someone that I can grow with. And I think that's really going to, you know, that's what you really want. And not
mm-hmm.
being perfect is okay, because that's life. Okay, you're never
right.
going to be perfect.
Yeah, I want someone who's into these things like this that I am. You know what I
yes.
mean?
Yes. Or open to it. My husband wasn't into it, but he was open to it.
Right,
and
right.
And he was
yeah.
into it. Like, you know, so when shit goes down, do a reading for Imani. Honey, help me. I need to focus my energy. Like, he that's where we are
right.
10 years later, you know.
Right, right.
But he wasn't, he didn't know anything about anything when I first met him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye, sweetheart. Next, I have 281. 281. Hello.
Yay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
This
hi.
Is Cheryl in Houston.
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh,
hello.
Yay.
I've talked to you on Dee's show before.
Yes, because I know your name for sure. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, first time I found you here, though. Yay. I don't remember what month this year, but way early in the year, I started, and I talked to you about this last time, I started seeing that the love of my life was going to finally find me. I'm 57 mm-hmm. in September. Yeah. And it just felt solid, solid, solid.
Yeah.
And you were like, yes. And Dee was like, yes. And I was like, yes. And today's October 1st. I'm like, hello.
Like, where are they at?
What?
Where are they at? Totally. Okay. So let's look at that. I'm glad you're calling. Okay. So
yeah.
I always say this. This is funny because I said to you the disappointment thing in October. There's a sense of the thing I've been hoping for.
Right. I thought about that. Yeah.
Okay,
but it's
yeah.
not bumming me out. Yeah.
Good. Good. First of all, I love your energy, Cheryl. I love it. Love it. Love it so much. You are just like
why?
On the precipice of really knowing your power. And this is the little tweak. This is the tweak. You still think it's up to the universe to sort of grant it for you. And there's still an awareness of
mm-hmm.
other people have this and I don't. Do you feel what I'm
okay,
saying? That awareness.
I do. I have a question. Because I know I'm powerful. And I loved everything you led in with because it really, really hit. And I'm like, you know, in terms of feelings intensifying, on the one hand, yes. But on the other hand, I'm getting really good at staying peaceful and just
yes.
knowing everything is perfect how it is. But here's mm-hmm. the thing. You said you're kind of just people this month will be just over things, right? I'm just over this job or I'm just over whatever. Mine
yes.
is I'm freaking over being alone. I've been alone
yes.
my whole
yes.
freaking life. And I
yes.
believe for my highest growth now, okay, so, but this taps into me thinking the universe, you know, has to give it to me. I'm at the point now where I know I'm powerful. I know I'm even more
yes.
powerful than I know. And
yes.
I believe at this juncture, this other powerful man comes in, and now it's about learning to be my own person in that relationship
yes.
and learning to be in union. So give me mm-hmm. my freaking man.
Okay, so I'm going to,
so,
they're giving me something here. When's your birthday? Just the day in the month?
August 6th. Leo,
oh,
like
girl,
you.
That's
who
right.
Hasn't
we're
figured
one
out
day
money
apart.
Or love.
How could I forget? How could I forget? I'm August 7th.
Okay, baby. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what they're giving me, and this is really, really interesting.
Uh-huh.
What are you still getting by the man not being here?
Only thing I can possibly think of, but I think I'm over it. There's so much that I thought I had to fix before he could
mm-hmm.
come in. Like, he's not going to love me because I'm at the heaviest weight ever. But you're like, nope, he loves you exactly like he is. Like, you
that's
are.
Right.
And I believe
that's
that.
Right.
And
yeah.
so the only other thing, God, I hate putting this out there when I know it's eternally on archives. But so I turned into a hoarder, right? But I'm ready to walk
yeah.
away from it all. It's easier than sorting
yeah.
through. But I don't
yeah,
even think he cares about that.
No, he doesn't.
But
here's the sense that I got.
Okay.
There's a piece of me that I'm still scared to show people. And if I let this person in, I know I'm going to have to show them everything. What if?
I'm not feeling that. I swear to God, I'm not feeling that.
Okay. Well, I
mean,
you.
I did three
so
months
sit
ago.
With it.
Yeah.
Okay. So sit with it.
Yeah.
It's still active. So let's just deactivate it today because I don't, you
okay.
know, what
okay.
I'm feeling is this sense of a little girl, it's a very little girl energy, so they're taking me back, okay, to a little girl
okay.
energy inside of you that struggles with vulnerability.
Is it just that I have always been vivacious and gorgeous
yes.
and everybody loved me,
yes.
and
yes.
now I'm my body's aging, my boobs suddenly sagged immediately, like, bam. I'm like, what the heck? They just dropped.
Right. Why?
You know?
So this is what I'm saying is these thoughts go, you know, there's that
but
little
girl thought.
But you
said he'd love me
just
how I am.
Of course. Now, we know that in your mind.
Yeah.
You know that. But I feel
yeah.
like we just,
yeah.
you know, like I said, he's not here for a reason. And we want to go, whatever that reason is, we want to deactivate that and let this guy in. Okay? So
yeah.
I'm just trying to help you let go of the wall. Because you
okay.
still have a little bit of a wall up. Are you a powerhouse? Yes. Are you gorgeous? Yes. Are you, is he ready? Yes. All that is true. But they're showing me this sense of what if that little bit of doubt.
I think it's like, because I even think the weight will fall off when he comes because it came on so quickly. And so maybe
can
it's
you
just,
love
I
the
keep
weight?
Thinking.
Can you love yourself
no.
where you are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just okay. afraid. Yes. I think the only residue is I'm like, what if he doesn't recognize me in this
yeah.
weight?
Okay, so
what
that
if,
thought.
That's all
that
it is.
Thought.
It's not even a hate. Yeah.
Right. So what I would love to do is go, this is what they're giving me to sort of deactivate this for you. Instead of focusing on where is my love going to come, when is my love going to come, because you feel in that statement resistance, right? Because I'm still going, I'm
no,
waiting.
I'm like, bring him now. He's here
right.
now. As a matter of fact, I got an event tonight. He is showing up tonight early. He will see me. He will attend the event with me because he will recognize
right.
me right away.
So what
bring
I
me
want
my
you
man.
To do is go – I want to, my goal every day is
yeah.
to feel amazing about me. That's it. That's all, your only goal.
Okay.
I want to feel good in what
okay.
I'm wearing. I want to feel good in my own skin. I want to feel sexy and beautiful at whatever weight I'm at. That is the little piece that is going to click this energy over for you. Okay. You do that for 7 days, you're going to feel like a different person. Because
okay.
it's almost like, and I get it, you know, we're Leos. We care about how we look, okay? We
yeah.
care, you know?
Especially because that was always what made people so attracted to me.
Of course,
you know?
But it really wasn't that.
Yeah.
It was your charisma.
Mm-hmm.
It was your light.
Okay.
It was your heart.
I believe that.
And,
yeah.
again, I always go to Lizzo. You know what I mean? Lizzo is like,
yeah.
I am big and beautiful people, and that's why she's a millionaire, okay? Because
right
she goes,
now.
I don't care about you. I'm doing my own thing. I think about people like Dolly Parton, like Lizzo, who went, I'm going to do me, and if you don't like it, that's all right. I don't care. And we have
yeah.
that in our energy, but there's still of like me, validate me.
There's
yeah. a little bit of that because you're not fully validating yourself, and that is the
okay,
little piece
you know
that
what?
You need.
Mm-hmm. I believe I see that now. And you know what the other piece may be? I just realized when you said it about Lizzo. So I also whistleblew a long time in my career. It's a story that doesn't need to be told. However,
right.
it stopped my income flow. It didn't stop my income flow because somehow, you remember I told you, I said bank last time, but the truth is I have a purse and I just stuck
okay.
money in this purse. And
mm-hmm.
somehow everything I need for my bills is always in that purse when I open it.
I love it.
Even though
I
never open it except to get money to come out. And I'm like, wait, there's been $6,000 in there for over a year and I keep taking it out every month.
Right.
How is
right.
there still $6,000 in that purse? But there is. So,
right.
But if he
That's
doesn't.
The magic.
If this. Yes, and so you said this guy's going to be rich and everything's great, and I know on the one hand I shouldn't have to depend on him for money, but on the other hand I'm like, yeah, but I think that's how it works. I think I join whatever he's doing because there's nothing
well,
I
like
want to do
said,
to earn money.
My
but
husband helped
maybe
me with my abundance because he already had created abundance. So that
do
was something
I have to
I
get that
to work
in
on.
Alignment?
No.
Before
I think it's
he comes?
It's just about knowing your value and celebrating
okay.
yourself and shining your light and being like, I'm the shit. Okay.
Okay.
Like you just sort
All
of
right.
embrace that light because he's looking for you. He doesn't care about your weight. You're right. All that is correct. This man is looking for a partner that's going to uplift
yeah.
him. And that's why
I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. He needs your joy. He needs your upliftment. He wants
okay.
your light. It's interesting because they just showed me my mom and her husband.
Uh-huh.
My mom and her husband have been together. He's 20 years younger than her, by the way. But they've been together.
My guy's younger too, isn't he?
He might be. And I, you know, my mom has gone through menopause with him and all this stuff, and he's don't care. But my mom's the light and the joy. He's sort of like the old man, I joke, because he's like the older one energetically. He's like the old soul
yeah.
and deep and dark. And my mom is the light and the joy. And I just see that sort of like this guy's a little like more introverted. He wants you to be the light. He wants you to be the star, you know, and you bring him out of his shell. So
okay.
they're showing me a balance
okay.
here. But the key is, how can I feel good about me today? That's it. What can I do to feel good about me today? That's your question
okay.
you're going to ask every day.
I will do that. Can you tune into a little bit more, tune into him and tell me a little more about him? Like I see tall and younger than me.
This is what they're saying to me. He will be exactly what you have always desired, and it will look nothing like you think he's going to look. You will feel and go, I said this about my husband. My mother said this about her husband. She goes, I never thought it would look like. When she met her husband, he had long blonde hair and 6 earrings. Okay.
I would have turned away.
I would have been like, oh, hell no. Okay.
I know. I would have thought he was a play toy from 20 years ago, not now.
Yeah. And, you know, my husband was divorced twice before he met me. So, like, all these things on paper were not what I wanted, but he felt right, and I knew it. And that, just focus on how you feel around. How do you want to feel with this person? Focus there. Don't worry about what he looks like or where he's from. Feel what he feels like. That's what you want. That's how you're going to know.
Okay. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're fabulous.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Sorry,
you too. Bye.
All right, next I have 267. Yes. Hello.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica. How can I help you?
So I really want to have success all the time, like money flowing in with my business, my heels business, as well as, like, I've been looking to be working for a company. Like, I want to do corporate consulting or training.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel exhausted about all of this. I've been working at it for years, and I want it all together, you know, like I don't want to, and I've been relaxing for September, like, and for longer months with the healing business, but I've been asking the universe for help, but I can't say things have really come together just yet.
Okay. All right. So let's clean it up. Yeah. Jessica, when's your birthday? Just the day in the month?
7/16.
Okay, so the first thing I felt from your energy was anxiety. You are definitely somebody that likes to be doing stuff to feel productive. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you have this sort of, I get it, I relate, girl, I relate. So when you're relaxing, they're like, she ain't really relaxing. Okay, like that's what that was like the whisper in my head. Like, she says she relaxed, but she not. Okay, like it's always at the back of your mind. You know, it's not really... Mm-hmm. Quiet. You're not giving it energy. So I'm going to ask you this question. What is your real expectation around the healing business?
Let's be really honest. I want money coming in and clients coming in on a regular basis, like just to support myself. Cause then I'm never able to relax if like these things are not, like I'm not able to relax unless things are working, you know?
And now here's the conundrum of the universe. Until you relax, things can't work. So that's the challenge you're in, is this sense of the energy that's dominant is it's not coming. Okay, so that's just what's dominant, and we just got to shift that a little bit, which I'll help you do right now, okay? The other thing is you're very focused on, I don't have enough money coming in, okay? So again, that's the you can tell by the way you feel that that's dominant, because you wouldn't be anxious if you were like, money's coming, I'm not worried about it, let's go. You wouldn't be fine, right? So which I feel like there's absolutely multiple avenues that money can come in for you. And they are showing me here that all of these things have massive potential to create exactly what you want. So, you know, it's not that you're off track or what you're doing is wrong. It's just, we got to open you up to more of a receiving mode. Okay. So tell me your intention, so what is your intention in the healing business besides to make money?
I want to work with wealthy people, because to me, that is just always the abundance of, like, I don't really care to offer healing to everybody. I just want to be working with an upscale clientele that always can just meet with, you know, want to meet with me and has money to meet with me.
Okay. So what I asked you was what your intention was besides money. And so what's happening and what's mucking you up is that your intention needs to be to uplift yourself and others and to go, hey, my job is to bring me the people I can help that can afford me, that can pay for it.
So I did the uplifting thing for a long time, and that's, I feel, what has really drained me over the years. Like,
well,
I was giving.
Though, but it's not the balance. But that's not uplifting.
Yeah.
Giving is not always uplifting. So I just want to clarify that, because as a mom, I will give, and sometimes I'm resentful. So I am now not uplifting. Okay. I'm only uplifting when I'm going, hey, you know, Jessica, I see how powerful you are and I know what you're capable of. So let's clean this shit up so you can get everything you want. That's where I'm uplifting. And I will be honest with you. Your focus is so much on the money. It's over imbalanced because you went, I either overgive and get no money, so I better focus on the money. You know, that's what happened, basically, because whenever I go to give, I don't receive back. So there's an imbalance there, right? So what I feel like is sit down and go, bring me the people that I can help that can pay me. That's it. It's just that simple, a small balanced adjustment. Let me just look here because there's a resentment at giving right now because you've overgiven for so long. There's a little resentment there. So it's learning to go, bring me people, because the people that you can really help, I'll be honest with you, when I first started this so long ago, I would get people that were a taker energy. You know what I'm saying? That would like kind of bleed my time, send me 7-page emails, you know, that take advantage. And I realized it was that I was in a, you know, overgiving state and trying to still overgive instead of going, I need to set a boundary, you know? And so I feel like you're finding that balance a little bit right now. And also there's a little healing that you need to do for yourself here. And it's definitely about this sort of receiving energy. Because I feel like this imbalance in receiving is not just now. Like this has been for a while.
Yeah, which is the frustration, which is the resentment, which is the anger. And the thing is that I'm just feeling that things are like so screwed up right now, like in my life, that I just I tried to get a job to be able to take care of the money so I would take the pressure off the healing business. Mm-hmm. And then I was putting all this energy to do that, and I was having all these like kind of false starts that I would get an interview, then I wouldn't hear from the person again for the second interview for several weeks, and I'm kind of like still in that stage.
Which
brought like anger and resentment to that, and then on top of that, I'm not able to really relax because I've been living in a motel for several months, so I don't even have a home.
Right. So where you're at right now, Jessica, is, you know, you're living in, I'm feeling like shit. I manifest shit that makes me feel frustrated and resentful. And I stay frustrated and resentful. And then I get more stuff that makes me feel frustrated and resentful. This is the challenge with manifestation, is that you have to find a way to feel differently about the conditions, and then the conditions will change. And this is the hardest part. If I'm in pain, I can't hyper-focus on the pain and feel better. I just can't. So I want, what is the living in the motel? This is your work every day. Finding a place of appreciation. Finding even 5 minutes of peace a day where you can find 5 minutes of this bed is comfortable and it's quiet right now and I do have a roof over my head. And however you can soften where you are, because you cannot get there from where you are, and that's been the struggle, is all of this is available to you. Everything you want is ready for you. It is there. I see it. It's in your escrow. But it's as if your body is turned, you have your back to it. Because when you're going, well, these are the conditions. This is what is. This is what's happening. You're right. And you're valid. And your feelings are correct. But your negative emotion is telling you, you got to do something about the way you feel. So I'm really afraid. I'm really, there's a vulnerability under here that I would explore as well.
Yeah. And I, many days, I mean, I'm much better than I was like a couple months ago going through this whole experience.
Yeah.
But like, and many days I'll be very happy. I mean, I'm calling because I wanted to get guidance.
But no, like, of course. But that's what I'm saying. I'm always looking at what's dominant, and they're showing me this every day. Because they're showing so many more options that are available to you that you don't see. So what I would focus on is milking those moments you feel good, doing them more of the time. When you feel that frustration or anger, doing something about it. And most importantly, I'm open to any solution you got, universe. I'm open to money coming in, because they're showing me you need to sort of open your perspective a little bit, you know, and your home is so important to you and that safety is so important to you that not having it has really rocked your foundation. So I think that it's really going, I really want a foundation. I want my own place. I'm ready to have money flowing in because you have been asking, honey, and it is ready. So if you just shift that, like what I'm saying, if you're a little more dominant in the I'm open, show me the way, I'm going to do whatever it takes to relax and find peace and calm. I'm going to do whatever it takes to expect things to change. In 7 days, you'll see a change. That's how fast it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do all those practices, and then when it doesn't, and I'll maintain it because that's like more of who I am now.
Yeah.
But then when things don't shift or what, then it's like I don't understand this roller coaster ride I'm on.
Well, I say this to you with love. Yeah. I think that you've grown accustomed to a low grade anxiety that's become normal. And you don't realize that it's negative. Like, it feels like maybe this was normal in your home. Maybe this is something that has gotten you by as a tactic to, I get it because I struggled with it as well. But it feels like when you say what you're saying, they're showing me she does it for a minute, but not enough to get enough momentum. Because if you feel that disappointment when shit doesn't happen, that means you haven't really been in the right place. And that's hard for people to hear because they're going, well, I'm doing it. I go, I hear you doing it. But it's not about the work you're doing. It's about getting yourself literally to another feeling place. How can I soften whatever it is? I have to find a way to soften it and not go, well, this fucking sucks, you know? So I think what's hard is that what is too dominant. And there's a little bit of anxiety that I would just go, wow, show me my low-grade anxiety. I want to turn up the volume so I can be aware of it. Because it is there, sweetheart. It is. And I know that I want you to get everything you want. You know, I want this to pour in because it's the money you've asked for is insane. It's insane. It's so much money you've asked for. It's huge. And when you go, oh, I've asked for it, it's there, it's ready for me, all I got to do is find a way to feel a little bit better in this moment. And so every moment, my job is to feel a little bit better and a little bit better. And that might mean watching cat videos. I don't know, whatever it takes. And so I would work on that.
What am I supposed to do when, like, asking the universe for money to pay the motel or what? I mean, I took a retail job that I felt good because at least I was, like, doing something and meeting people.
Sure.
I'm in an area. It got like, it was so toxic there. And it was like, there was no other choice that I had. I had to leave it.
Well, this is what I'm saying to you though. I would love you to re-listen to this because you can hear that you're going, but this is how limited I am. You don't understand how limited I am, but this happened, but this happened. You keep telling me what happened instead of where you're going. We don't want to go back. Though that isn't working anymore. That didn't work.
I'm like, I've been trying to do solutions. Like, I'm a big solution person too.
Yeah.
So I look
the solution
is
doing whatever it takes to feel a little bit better and doing whatever it takes to bridge your expectation from what you, so what you desire, once you expect it, you get it. If you expect shit not to work out for you, which is more dominant in your energy, that shit ain't going to work out. You know, so, you know, that's why I look at my son who's five, just turned five. He expects to get everything he wants. Okay. You know, it's unbelievable that we're born with that and it's beaten out of us. Okay. It's been beaten out of you. Your evidence says, I don't get what I want. Stuff doesn't work out for me. That's the story you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story you're living.
Sadness at all? Like, is it no more sadness at all?
No, if I feel sad, wow, this sadness is telling me that I'm feeling sorry for myself, that I'm not knowing my own power, that I'm focused on something that is making me feel bad. Okay, so this is the thing that's making me feel really bad right now. What does it make me know I want? What is it that this has made me desire? Every time we're sad, we ask for happiness. Every time we're lonely, we ask for connection. Every time we don't have enough money, we ask for more money. All you have to do is turn to the edge of the stick that what am I asking for in this moment? Because there's something that I want or I wouldn't feel sad. And I'm noticing the lack of it. So I feel sad because I'm in lack. That's all.
I feel sad that I'm so tired.
I feel sad because I haven't let this in yet. So,
yeah,
wow, I really want to let this in. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I really, and this, you're speaking for a lot of people right now on this call of like, you know, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Okay, that's really good. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to let it in. I always tell people, when you're willing, I'm willing to do whatever it takes action-wise. Action's not your problem. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Let's go. I'm done being the victim. I can do this. I've asked, and all I got to do is start going, what have I asked for? And let me move, are my thoughts, my words, and my deeds in alignment with where I want to go or where I've been? Really important question. You know?
And when you don't see that the universe is providing, which I know that sounds ridiculous because I know that the universe always does provide.
The only reason the universe isn't providing is because it means you're noticed on it not being there too much. That's it. Your expectation is that you will not, the universe won't show up for you. It's a more dominant expectation because that's the evidence you have. This will work for other people and not me, for example.
If the universe isn't there for me again, then what would you say? Oh, no, it is, and look for evidence.
No,
or
what
something.
I would say is, what does it make me know I want? I'm ready to, I want evidence, exactly, for the universe to show up for me. I'm ready to let you in. I'm going to let go of my control because when I take the reins, it don't go well. So inner being, your turn. For you, you have a little bit of an addict personality type. So I would do surrender, like, where can I find the feeling of calm, peace, and allowing the universe to show up for me? Now, I've built that expectation. Everything is always working out for me. Everything's always working out for me. So that's very dominant in my energy. So everything is always working out for me. And you have to find a way to find statements that you can get on board with and practice the momentum of energy that you want to grow and stop telling the story of what happened yesterday. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been at this for several months and then years.
Well, re-listen to this. Re-listen to this. I got to get to another caller now, but re-listen and sit with it. Okay. Thank you so much, Jessica. This helped a lot of
thank
people.
You.
I know it did.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next, I have 917. Hello?
Hello. Happy October.
Hi, Anna. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. How can I help you, darling?
I need a general. I just want to know what's out there for me to know. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you definitely are one of those people that are in the process of seeking balance. I feel like that is what you've been working on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like you're really trying to find that balance. There is sort of a negative attachment here that I'm feeling, and I just don't know what you're dragging something with you. And I think like Jessica, it's sort of a negative expectation. Do you know what this is?
It might be the house. I feel like beating a dead horse. I don't know what steps to take to get some cash in. My sister lives downstairs and she's just not contributing. So it's on me.
Yeah. So that's it. It's all on me, right? It's all on me. So just like we were just talking about, it's funny because they're saying to me, remember we talked about opening your heart?
Mm-hmm.
And opening to, because people don't realize that what brings money to you is not, is so much about I'm loving life, I'm feeling free, I'm feeling empowered, and then money comes. Because that's the feeling of money. It makes you feel free, it makes you feel empowered, right? And
it totally does, yes.
Yeah, and so what's happening to you is you're going, I'm not feeling empowered, no one's ever going to change, no one's here to help me. And so that's what you're telling the universe right now. And there's this sense that they're showing me there are creative solutions to all of these issues, but you're going, this is just the way it is. And it's going to stay this way, right?
Well, the creative solutions is go get a job and pay her rent for her, which I'm already doing. I'm already paying her rent.
Well, and so how does that feel?
It feels awful.
Yeah, and resentful, right? So what's the conflict? I don't want to let my sister be on the street. right?
Yeah.
And it's we're family. I got to support family, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Is she capable of working? Yeah. Is she capable of working?
I have no idea what her capabilities are, honestly. I just don't know.
So, you know, all you can do, sweetheart, is go, hey, sister, I've been really wanting to take care of you. I believe family should show up, but it's not working for me anymore. And we need to find a new way because you need to start finding a way. I want to help you make money because I know you're capable. But you have to get to that place because she is capable of making money.
Well,
but you're enabling her. You're not letting her grow. I got to tell you, you're doing her a disservice by doing what you're doing.
I'm obviously doing myself a disservice. Therefore,
massively.
I must be doing everybody else a disservice too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Now, for example, if I'm a mom with kids, my desire to take care of my kids is coming from the place of the right place. You're coming from, she's not capable. I got to take care of her and it's all on me. Whereas that's not helping her. She is capable.
Well,
you know,
when
my 5-year-old can't make,
When she had an income, she did not contribute because that was her money.
But you also didn't set that boundary. You've allowed yourself to be a doormat. You've allowed yourself to be in this position, and only you can get yourself out of it. You definitely need to have a conversation with you. There is love here. I would sit down. This is your sister. You know, there's this great children's psychologist book, and it's called Good Inside. Have you heard of this book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Good Inside. Okay,
no.
So it's about how every person is good inside, but is struggling and having a hard time when they're acting like jerks in any way. They're having a hard time. So you're a good inside, and you're struggling because you're trying to be good to everyone, and no one's really being good to you. Because the truth is, by trying to be good to everyone, you abandon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would sit down and go, I want my sister to contribute. I want her to feel capable. I want her to be more empowered. I want to be more empowered. I want to bring more money in. I want to be able to put self-care first. Self-care is getting ahead of your tank being empty. You're not in self-care. You're in aftercare. You get empty and then you're resentful and annoyed. But you've been on empty, you know?
Yeah, true.
Because you go, my family can't support me. I have to support them. And you've got to find a way to turn that around because they're grown-ass adults.
Oh,
yes. And they're showing me that they're all capable. Everyone's capable here. And they all want to feel more empowered. You know? I'm going to tell you right now, once you shift this energy, everyone's moving.
Okay. Good.
Because that's what you want, right? You want them to move, right? Hold on.
I want them to do something different than what's happening.
And like Jessica, you have constant anxiety about this. It's constant. And you got to find a way to soothe it. You keep going, it's their fault I feel this way. But you got to find a way to change you because you're a part in this dynamic. Even though you're right about what you're saying, you've got to shift your piece of this dynamic in order for the dynamic to shift.
Well, it's an apartment that should be bringing in rent and it's not.
Listen, I hate to say this to you, but you got to go, hey, I'm going to give you 3 more months and you've either got to find a way to pay rent or we're going to lose this place and you'll have to be on the street anyway. So we need to get together. You know, they're showing me you must have a conversation with her.
I've done so many conversations over
but you
so
have
many
to
years.
Do it, but you have to do it from the right energy, sweetie. It's like a dog. I've told the dog not to do this. It ain't listen to your words.
Yeah.
Because you're going, you're not capable. You're not capable. I have to take care of you. I have to take care of you. That's the story.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, it's not my job and I'm done doing it. And I know you can do it. That's a very different energy. What influence are you being on her? You know?
If it's my TV show, if it's my TV show, it's time for me to change the channel.
That's right, girl. That's right. Tell a new, it's a new movie.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you. Take care.
A lot of heavy stuff today, guys. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody today, but I'm hoping that you got to or got something that you needed that can help you in really opening up and letting stuff in. I love you all. I will be live next month, first Saturday of every month, 9 a.m. Pacific time. I love you guys and have an amazing October.